start the show with something bittersweet today. A Wiltshire teenager's been recognised nationally for her voluntary work. 17-year-old Emily Palmer from Marlborough has been given a British Citizen Award. She's raised thousands of pounds for charities that help babies and children. But the reason is the bitter part. In the summer of 2014, Emily's nephew Oscar was stillborn at 31 weeks. In response to his tragic death, Emily set up Oscar's Fund. I spoke to Emily early this morning about her award, the fund, and of course, Oscar.
I mean, it was devastating, obviously. We had been, you know, excited for months on end. We knew that she was expecting twins, and then we found out the news actually before either of them had been successfully born. So at that point, it was waiting on tenterhooks to see that Claudia made it through okay.
So Claudia was born a healthy baby.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
But Oscar was obviously a stillborn. What gave you the idea to start a fund in his name?
Really, it was I wanted to make something good of the situation and try and find a way that it could at least bring some sense of that we could get something at least good out of it. And also I felt like I wanted Oscar to still be able to have his footprints on the earth, even if he couldn't make them himself.
And you've been doing this while you're still at school?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Has that been hard to do that and concentrate on your schoolwork?
It has been difficult, but I think when you are really sort of focused on something, you can achieve it. Despite any hurdles.
But nevertheless, that takes determination. You must have been burning the candle at both ends, early mornings and late nights, to make something like this happen.
Yeah, definitely. I would say that's very accurate, yeah.
Has it been hard at times? Because this is a very emotional and sensitive subject, and as you say, there was great excitement about the birth of the twins. It must be hard sometimes not to get upset about what happened.
Absolutely, yeah. Again, I usually do a lot of the projects and avoid doing any of the public talking at the actual events and just sort of let the events run. But eventually you get to a point where you do need to speak about what it is that it's all for and you know, what it all goes down to. And at that point it is incredibly difficult, but it's, you know, it does... I think over time, the more you speak about it, the easier it gets. And I hope that by doing the event, it also helps other people, make it easier for them to talk about because it becomes more visible.
What's it like then to be recognised nationally for your efforts?
It's incredible. It's very exciting. And yeah, it gives me a lot of pride.
Tell us about, you know, your efforts and about the fund. How have you raised money and what have you done and what have you encouraged other people to do?
Originally, we started off with a charity auction in the October, and we raised just about £1,800. In the winter of 2014, we did a Facebook campaign raising money for Gossett Ward, where they were both born. In March the following year, we did a charity barn dance for Twins and Multiple Birth Association. And then in the summer of last year, we did a forest trail and teddy bears picnic, which had lots of families with young children there. And then in the October, we did a Halloween ball.
You've been busy.
Very busy. Yeah,
and all that, and still, is it A levels or GCSEs or
the International Baccalaureate?
Oh right. Oh heck. Well, I don't know. Is that's similar to A levels? Am I right in saying?
Yeah, it's similar, but six subjects rather than four.
Oh, well, it's far harder than A-levels then, isn't it, really? Goodness me. It was your sister who nominated you. How did you feel when you found out about it?
It was a good feeling. It was nice to have her recognise that I was doing something good, so...
And it's the awards at the end of the month, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you got your dress ready?
Not yet, so I have to go out and find something.
Excellent. Well, look, we wish you all the very best and well done for doing this. And do you think that this is something that you'll continue to do, even though I'm guessing you're probably heading to university?
I'm taking a gap year next year and hoping to go to university the year after. So I'm hoping between in the next year that I can do a bit more fundraising and see how far we can get it.
That's 17-year-old Emily Palmer from Marlborough, who has been given a British Citizen Award and some absolutely remarkable work. We're going to talk before 10 this morning to the co-founder of the awards, and indeed if you know anybody who is like Emily, how you could get them nominated. So we'll have a chat about that around about 9:45. Travel on the way very, very shortly.